Thousands of people have rallied through London to protest against Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Some were draped in EU flags, while others waved banners backing the bloc. France, London, or further afield, they all had one thing in common: mutual shock over the result of the Brexit vote.
All the disgusting behaviour that's been going on throughout the country with racism and xenophobia, it's just unacceptable.
You know, and they just want to show the nation that we're not giving up on the EU. We need the EU. The NHS needs the EU. We would have no staffing where I work down in South London if it wasn't for free movement of people.
10% of British university funding comes from the European Union, and I don't think it's going to be replaced by our austerity government, so I think this is going to do terrible things to British science, British technology, British research.
If we're the home of democracy, parliamentary democracy, well, they've got to give us a general election. They can't just push this through saying the people have spoken, because the people have been lied.
The march ended peacefully with a rally outside Parliament, where political activist and musician Sir Bob Geldof urged young people not to give up the fight.
Don't go online and vent your indignation to your mates and think you've achieved something. You've achieved nothing. You've just vented into the atmosphere. Get out on the streets with your friends, in the colleges, get active, properly active, and go and meet the people who voted to get out and understand why they voted out and try and persuade them that maybe it was a wrong decision.
An estimated 50,000 people took part in the demonstration.